changing the perspective and indeed perceptions of people familiar with children's stories can be seen as a massive challenge. But if you've got the Progeny Theatre Company on the case, and in particular if you're looking towards A Gothic Tale, which is coming out of course to LPAC this very weekend, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, then certainly you know you're in safe hands if you've got producer extraordinaire Jamie Barber with you. I was going to say no, Jamie Bamber for a moment, character in Battlestar Galactica. Jamie, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Excellent, very good indeed. Now, Jamie, yes. Talk to us initially about Progeny, because I love the website. I've been sort of perusing the setup from that point of view. You've got an interesting manifesto that sort of comes through in terms of that mission statement, as we said, changing the perceptions and perspectives of those who are familiar with children's stories, and also altering the genre of children's theatre to encompass the adult audience.
Indeed, yes. What we aim to do is we want to take children's stories and bring out the adult elements that most of us see in children's stories upon reflection, and we want to make it an adult show. As such, we've taken sort of fairy tales for the first one, and then gone from there.
Now, I mean, clearly, right the way through to nursery rhymes and Ring a Ring of Roses being a sort of maxim for the plague and a whole heap of other things, Humpty Dumpty and so on, there's always been that case in point. We seem to be, in the early part of the 21st century, having a kind of renaissance when it comes to kind of the adult reimagining of fairy tales. Snow White and the Huntsman, obviously, from the movie world, Red Riding Hood, and so on. When you're doing the stage play scenario, is it something which people are sort of shocked by? Would you sort of say, oh, this is drastic stuff, or is it just a case of, no, they're doing wonderful work?
I think with theatre, traditionally it can be quite sort of edgy, and it can sort of push boundaries, but at the same time, fairy tales aren't always what people want to go to the theatre and see. It sort of depends if you want to go and see the very typical theatre of arty-farty, or if you want to see something a bit more aesthetically pleasing. So we've gone for the aesthetically pleasing, but the problem was we had to make a very childish story, something absolutely horrific, not in the terrible sense, but in the sort of scary sense, so that's what we've sort of gone for.
Angela Carter, of course, known for A Company of Wolves, amongst other things, but produced a story of what happens after Happily Ever After with The Bloody Chamber. This is at the heart, of course, of A Gothic Tale.
Indeed it is, yes. What we've done is we've taken The Bloody Chamber and we've devised a piece based on it, but at the same time we've tried to keep a lot of other elements in it from a fairy tale, so almost an audience can see other aspects to a fairy tale in it.
Just talk us through the actual tale itself in terms of that, because I mean, I'm looking again at the brief biography that comes through in this particular area, because when the fairy tale world slowly becomes corrupted and cracks begin to show, we're forced to question if any innocence can remain.
Sure. It's almost as if the characters stand on a threshold between a fairy tale and nightmare. And it's about the lengths that people essentially will go to get their happily ever after in a world where it simply has no place anymore. Mm. It's almost about desperation and the lengths that people are willing to go to make themselves happy over everybody else.
Sounds as though you're kind of adapting the austere versions of the current government to actually sort of address those things. No, don't worry, it'll all be fine. Obviously, this is not for children. Basically, it's 16 and over that effectively go through the whole system. Are tickets still available?
Tickets are very much still available. There's a few left. They can be gotten from the LPAC or on the LPAC website at £5 each.
She's amazing. I mean, what can you say? I mean, I would have said if she said sort of like £50, but you know, obviously no decimal points, so English pounds.
Just can't deprive the world of this, really.
Exactly. So, what are the intentions, Jamie, with respect to this? I mean, will you be taking it on tour? Is the intention to kind of see how it actually goes? I mean, obviously, LPAC's producing some outstanding stuff, and clearly with the performing arts course, which the University of Lincoln obviously has, you've got a range of other things going. Is this something which you can see kind of having a resonance in future months?
I think there has been talks between the company about taking the company further, at least, and maybe the show in the event that it is successful. So it's all sort of depending on what happens next, what opportunities come forward for us, and just seeing what might become available. But I think next time we want to take it potentially into a comedy aspect, but we're not going to totally scrap The Gothic Tale. It's going to be kept at least on file, not taken further, so...
Excellent. And so just looking at progeny, of course, definition, one derived from another, an offspring or a descendant, and two, a result of creative effort. You could almost be actually sort of summing up the whole essence of the students at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre there, couldn't you, really? Excellent. Well, the blog, of course, you can actually find on Progeny Theatre blogs.lincoln.ac.uk. So I use a search engine just actually put up Progeny Theatre Company to find out about the whole thing. Please do manage to sort of squeeze in this piece, because I know we were scheduled for another interview, but Jamie's so busy, didn't manage to check your emails in time. We managed to coordinate for this. It's okay. Two final questions for you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this? Well, precisely. So the next critical question is, given that you're pretty much just on the other side of the railway tracks here at Lincoln, can we possibly look forward to maybe seeing you in the studio for a wee bit in the not-too-distant future?
We hope so. It's certainly something we'd be happy to do.
Well, I feel it's only right. I mean, you know, we used to work with the likes of Diane Dubois and various other folk, etc. So, you know, it's only right that we actually sort of connect together and keep the progeny brands developing and so on. A reminder, of course, that you can go and see A Gothic Tale at LPAC. It's running. Well, in fact, you give the details, Jamie. You've got the actual sort of lines. It's May the 19th, I think.
Yeah, it's Sunday, May the 19th at 7:30. Tickets are £5, as I said, can be bought on the LPAC website, or if you just pop into the box office. And we hope to see you there. It'll be pretty good. There's dance elements, violence, themes of goodness knows what else. So it's fairly multidisciplinary. So we hope to see you all there.
Multidisciplinary, we're talking about multi-platform delivery. There'll be a whole range of things on that sort of basis. Jamie Barber, we salute you. Take care, and we'll see you very soon.
Lovely. Thanks very much.